In Kabul, there are no panicky shouts from floor traders. There is no stock exchange, nor any organized commodities market. The ideal place to measure the economic pulse of one of the world's poorest countries is on the banks of the dried-up Kabul River. Here, vendors hawk fruit, carpets, socks, and just about everything else the majority of Afghans require for daily life. Their shouts compete with the pleas of beggars, also trying to draw the attention of passers-by. An unemployed young man on a family errand, Shafiqullah, freshly returned from an extended stay in Iran, walks past the merchants sitting in the dirt and pops into a fabric shop. The global credit crunch, bank liquidity, and gyrating stock prices on the world's bourses are the farthest thing from his mind. Ula says what is affecting the economy of this country is the insurgency, endemic unemployment, and official corruption, not what is happening on Wall Street. About 100 meters downriver at the Sarai Shahzada money exchange market, the national currency, the Afghani, is holding steady at about 50 to the dollar. Veteran currency dealer Haji Abdul Wali Ahmadze agrees that, so far, the global financial crisis is not causing trouble for Afghanistan's economy, but he is hearing predictions that it will soon have an impact. Ahmadze adds that as a money changer, what he has noticed is that the Pakistani rupee has quickly depreciated 30% against the U.S. dollar. He says that is making life difficult for many Afghans on the Pakistani side of the border or those doing business there. For many higher up the socioeconomic ladder, the past 7 years have been a boon after the decidedly anti-capitalistic Taliban were chased out of power. Since then, Afghanistan has been enjoying double-digit percentage growth. The economy has doubled in size in the past 5 years, with construction projects dotting major cities, although illicit opium remains the top export. The president of the state-owned Pashtani Bank, Hayat Dayani, says, despite all of the domestic turmoil, Afghans remain bullish.
We hope this will continue another 5 to 10 years at least. The way that things look like, still with this much of insecurity and also the blast which is happening in Afghanistan, still the Afghans are those who are investing.
Afghanistan's 16 commercial banks have total assets of only about $1.5 billion. That is woefully inadequate to meet the tremendous demand for credit. Dayani at Pashtani Bank vows that with whatever money domestic banks have, they are not going to make the same mistakes committed by American bankers who made loans to unworthy borrowers.
We will not give to anyone credit that easy the way it was in America. Suppose someone wants 100,000 US, we have to get from him at least 200,000 as a guarantee, as a collateral. Only then we can provide him credit. So that means that credit what the bank is providing is 100% safe.
The vast majority of Afghans, being rural and poor, will never see the inside of a bank and are more likely to engage in bartering than borrowing. Two-thirds of the country's gross domestic product still comes from foreign aid. But currency dealer Ahmadze says few of those billions of dollars in aid trickle down to his customers on the bank of central Kabul's dusty and dry riverbed. He notes there is no investment in the dominant agriculture sector. No big factories are being built to employ people. All those dollars, he complains, are in the hands of a few people. He says it is like a hungry man seeing bread advertised on television. He desires the food, but it is impossible to reach through the TV screen to get it. That is a scenario the global economy, no matter which way it goes, is unlikely to change for the average Afghan. Steve Herman, VOA News, Kabul.